The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you into God's presence this morning, and I pray that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I say your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We're speaking on the power for showers of blessings. Power for showers of blessings. The first thing that God pronounced on man was blessing. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. God proclaimed and God blessed them. Somebody say, and God blessed them. The first thing that God will say to man is blessing. The first thing that will come out of God concerning man is blessing. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth. So the first thing that God said to man, released to man, is the blessing. And most people don't know what they need. Most people actually think that what they need in life is capital or money or riches or one form of assistance or another. What you really need in life is blessing. What you really require in life is blessing. Our Father and Lord Baba Adeboye once said that he was praying one day and somebody was following him and said, Daddy, please pray for me. And he said, God bless you. And the person said, no, pray for me for real, as in pray. He said, God bless you. But no, lay hands on me and pray, like fire should come down. Pray. And he was saying that many people don't know the meaning of the blessing. That has everything you can think of. It has children. It has school admission. It has wealth. It has riches. It has good health. It has progress in it. It has good house. It has traveling abroad to the US or to the UK. It has marriage. It has promotion, progress in your place of work, expansion of... Everything you can actually think of that you require is embedded in the blessing. And this morning, I declare everyone here blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare that the blessing of the Lord rests upon you in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord carries everything. In Proverbs 10 verse 22, Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And it added no sorrow. So the blessing of the Lord is the gateway to riches. And the blessing of the Lord is the gateway to sorrow-free life. Someone say sorrow-free life. From today, you and your family will never taste sorrow again. You and your family will never taste sorrow again. That my daughter said, her mom was already saying bye-bye to the family. Say, take care of your daddy. I love you, daddy. Children, I love you very much. Like that's like saying bye-bye. And all of a sudden, God turned it around. Somebody is here this morning, God will turn it around for your good. God will turn it around for your good. The mother didn't get healed until that daughter went home for Christmas. That's why you must know that you carry something. You can't just be walking as if you are a nobody. She was saying bye-bye before she got home. But when this blessed person got home, things changed. You will be a mobile carrier of God's blessings. Amen. You will be a mobile carrier of God's blessings. Amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. The blessing of the Lord is the cure for life challenges. The blessing of the Lord is the cure for life challenges. It works in every location and in every season. In every nation, they are cursed people. In every nation, they are blessed people. I've been privileged by God's grace to travel to some foreign lands. And I've seen all sorts. I've seen people begging. I've seen all sorts of poverty, all kinds of poverty, advanced poverty, like the one that you can find in some slums in some countries that many are dying to go to. But the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2, Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2, he says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth." Darkness will cover the earth, poverty will be everywhere. He said, "And gross darkness some people, not you. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." I prophesy to somebody, God's glory shall be seen upon you. It shall be seen upon your family. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prospers." So God's desire is for you to enjoy blessings. Now listen to this. Having said all this as a foundation, I'll be showing you this morning some, just about two or three major keys that empowers you to assess this blessing. I'll be showing you, now listen to me friends, in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, because obedience is very important. It's not just accumulating instruction that matters, but you know, remember, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently, somebody say hearken diligently, hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do, not to observe and to ignore, not to observe and to abandon, not to observe and to forsake, to observe and to do all these commandments which I shall give unto you this day. That the Lord thy God shall set thee on high. Someone say amen. Amen. Above all nations of the earth. So when you observe and you do, you are paved way for the showers. You listen to the commandment. You listen to the instruction. Then you do what has been instructed. You have qualified for that showers of blessing. I call them activators of power for showers of blessing. Number one activator for the power of the showers of blessing is called covenant practice. Someone say covenant practice. Let me hear you say covenant practice. What is a covenant? A covenant is a legal agreement between two or more parties with terms, conditions, and benefits. We have distinguished lawyers in our midst here today, and they know that when there is an agreement, when there is a covenant, once you break it, it's a breach of contract. Once you have an agreement, a covenant with God, you know, God is so faithful and kind, he never breaks his covenant. Psalms 89 verse 34. Psalms 89 verse 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. God does not break covenants. Showers of blessing is a product of covenant involvement. Bible says Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well. So in my place, they say walking like this, like an elephant, is not what brings wealth. Walking like you want to die is not what will bring you abundance. I'm sure you know what I mean. How many of us know what I mean? It is not until you walk and you are sweating blood before you can become wealthy. To be wise is to rise. If you are wise, you will rise. If you are foolish, you stay there. Because somebody might think, why will I be in a covenant with God? God is not committed to bless you except he's sure that the wealth he wants to give to you will not kill you. He wants you to have money. He doesn't want money to have you. When you get to the level of a covenant with God, it's an expression of your love for God. That at that point, money doesn't have you anymore. You control money. Oh, yeah, money, go and buy me a tire. Money, go and buy me a car. Money, go and pay my children's school fees. Money, go to the market. That's you send money message. When you are unable to be in covenant with God on that issue, then mammon has you. Is the one controlling? Oh, yeah, keep it. Store it. No, forget God. Who is God? Forget God. Who is God? Forget him. A covenant is very, very crucial to getting this done. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 12, well, let's start from verse 10 because of our time. Let's start from 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there might be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there might not be room enough to receive it. Go on now. And I will rebuke the devourer for thy sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. And neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations, someone say all nations. All nations, because of your covenant practice. All nations, not only in your locality, not only in Kwara State, not only in Gakombi or Ofa Garage or Tipa Garage or Taiwo Road, or all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. Quickly this morning, what are the benefits of being in a covenant with God? Number one benefit from this scripture here, from verse 10, Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, is open heavens. Somebody say open heavens. Bring you all the tithe into the soil, that I may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven. So, covenant practice, that is tithing and giving of your offerings to God, opens your heavens. Now, word and opposite. It means that if you are not involved or you are not actually participating, the heavens are not open. You are just getting something little here and there. You are just getting something little here and there. Number two, benefit of covenant is showers of blessing. Also in that same place, Bible says, say the Lord, for I will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. I will release a blessing. Is more than what money can buy. How many of you remember that message? Blessings money cannot buy. So I will give you showers. So much so that the blessing will be very massive. Number three, benefit of being in the covenant is rebuking. Go back to that scripture now. Rebuking of all devourers. That's verse 11. I will rebuke the devourers. Many are candidates of devourers. Devourers sleep with them in the house. Some we put 10,000 in the cupboard, and by the following day they get there, it is already 7,000. And they did not live with anybody in the house. Who could have taken money? Is it when I went to take my bath? Is it? Is not anything. Is devourer. Is the work of a devourer. It is the work of a devourer. Sickness is a devourer. How many of you know that one single sickness can take $100 million from somebody's pocket? One sickness. That will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. Some of you are here by God's grace. This year you will not lay your back on any hospital bed for admission. Except for childbearing purpose, you will not have cause to go to the hospital at all. Can I hear your amen? Disease is a devourer. Accident is a devourer. Failure of your children in school is a devourer, because you have to pay the school fees again. A school fees you paid before, they say the child should repeat. You paid before, you have to repeat the school fees. Child, No more devourers around you again. No more devourers around you again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? I once had a driver some time ago, maybe about, I can't remember how many years ago now, a few years ago, and he used to bash my car all the time. Go and buy me fuel here, I will bash it. Go and do this. I said, come here. You are not a tither. You are not a tither. That's why you want to ruin this car. Because the devourer was, every time I am not in the car, the devourer will sit down beside him and say, yeah, go and bash that stone now. Devourer was controlling the car, so he will drive the car, and bash the car. Number four, benefit of the covenant is elimination of losses and wastage. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and it shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Your products will not be wasted. Your company, the products there will not catch fire. Can I hear your amen? Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time. Your fruits that you planted will become very mature, and nothing will come there to come and waste it. I'm praying for somebody here today. No more wastage in your company. No more wastage in your various firms, in your various organizations, in the various branches of organization where you work. Because you are there, wastage is not permitted. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? And number five, benefit of the covenant is you are a delightsome person. You become a great person. Verse 12 now. You become a, and all nations shall call you blessed, and for ye shall be a delightsome land. You alone, you are a land. You are a delightsome person. You are a delightsome human being. You bring delight to human beings. You bring delight to your friends. You are a source of joy to multitude. You are getting there. And you are getting there this month. I think you are getting there this month. And you are getting there this month. Can I hear your loudest amen? Your engaging in the covenant is your escape route from suffering. Your engaging in the covenant is your escape route from perennial poverty. You have money today, you are broke tomorrow. You have money today, you are broke tomorrow. You have money today, you are broke tomorrow. It's because of lack of covenant practice. Covenant practice does not allow for being broke. It doesn't allow it. It does not allow it. And I'm speaking to you not as a preacher, but as a practitioner. I'm speaking to you not as somebody who is preaching to you, but as somebody practicing it. And of course, you know that somebody who is practicing is different from a lecturer. A lecturer will just tell you this is how this thing works. He himself might not have even tested it before, but he read it overnight in the handout or in the program, whatever, and he's downloading it to you. But I'm speaking to you as somebody who is practicing this, and it's very, very obvious. If you are in a covenant 6 months, 1 year, and you don't see changes, something else is wrong. And I'll show you one or two other things that can affect, because some are giving offerings and tithing, and things are still tight because of one or two other factors. Because the head cannot walk alone. The head needs the hand, it needs the leg, it needs the liver, it needs the heart, and all that. So there are various other things. But the important factor when it comes to blessing and wealth creation, kingdom, not Babylonian. There are two types of wealth: the Babylonian wealth and the kingdom wealth. The Babylonian wealth is the wealth gotten from prostitution, from man friends, boyfriends, woman friends, money from armed robbery, money from duping people, money from Yahoo plus. Plus now again. Okay, Yahoo plus again with double plus or three plus. Or Yahoo Infinity. That's money from Babylon. You can see such driving cars, You know, they pimp the light, you know, and make it look somehow, and then music is coming out. Very soon, all those things will soon go down the drain. It will soon go down the drain. But I'm talking of covenant wealth. Blessings that has no end. It doesn't have end. It only works in the covenant. It only works in the covenant. You can't curse a covenant practitioner because you don't have money. It's not possible. You can't curse. I curse this person. People like us, many people have done many evil against us. As they are doing it, we are getting richer. As they are saying it, we are getting richer. Because the covenant is a protective element. It protects you, protects your children, protects your wealth. If they mistakenly, even for any reason, steal your money, God gives you time 1,000. Okay, have you lost anything? Somebody stole just 10 naira from you, and maybe God just used it to give you 100 million. It's of no value. Somebody is here today. Your bands will overflow. Yeah. Your account will overflow. Yeah. I say your account will overflow. Yeah. You are coming out of every form of scarcity today in the name of Jesus. Friends, you can be in a lorry and dominate. You dominate. You dominate. If you are involved in this, and listen to me, you start small. You start from the 10 naira. It's not about the money. It's not about the size of the money. It's the size. It's about your commitment to it. It's not about the size. Because people make a mistake. It's not about the size. It's about your determination and your commitment. I must be in a covenant with God. Everything you give to me, I give you part of it. Everything you give to me, I give you part of it. Everything you give to me, I give. You are not transacting with a poor person. You are transacting with a God who is all rich. Someone say all rich. Silver is mine, gold is mine. Haggai chapter 2 verse 7 and 8. He's a rich man, highly prosperous. So he will be releasing the wealth to you and making you blessed. And I pray for somebody here today, that blessing is coming for you in the name of Jesus. The silver is his and the gold is his. You are blessed. I say you are blessed. I say you are blessed. It takes a covenant walk with God to access kingdom wealth and blessings. A covenant is not a promise to claim, but something to practice. You don't claim it. Don't claim a covenant with God. You practice it. You practice it. Many of us, our parents were not so wealthy. Things were not so okay because they refused. They heard about this covenant issue, but they refused to participate. That's why they struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle. Won't you be wise and turn to the right path? Won't you be wise, or you too want to continue the same pattern that your parents went into? Somebody say, God forbid. Let me hear you say, God forbid. So, the ball is in your court. The ball is in your court. The ball is in your court. Now, that's number one point on activating the power for the showers of blessings. Number two point that activates your showers of blessing is honoring of your parents. Somebody say honoring of your parents. And I put that, you can put in bracket biological parents and spiritual parents. Honoring of your parents, biological and spiritual. In Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 1 and 3. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 1, the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee. Someone say, it may be well with thee. Somebody say, it will be well with me. Somebody say, it will be well with me. That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Friends, your biological parents are mobile carriers of blessings for you. They were sent into your life by God to deposit blessings to your life. Yes, they are not perfect. Yes, they are not as spiritual as you are. But you must honor them. And honor them on a permanent basis if you really want the blessing of the Lord. Who are your parents? Number one, biological parents. People that gave birth to you. Those that gave birth to you are your biological parents. Number two, who are your parents? Adopted parents or guardians. Those that have adopted you as their children. Maybe you didn't have a parent, you didn't have a father or a mother, or somebody said you have adopted you as a child, took care of you from your youth or from being a baby. They are your parents. They did what parents should do. They are your parents. Adopted parents and guardians. And number three, those that are your destiny helpers. Some are not related to you at all, but they paid your fees through school. They assisted you. Every time you call them, hello, I'm broke, they can send something to you. Or you just go to their house, you eat freely. They are more or less, they can stand in the place of your parents. This class of people must be highly honored for you to attract the blessings. And listen to this. You can't change your father or your mother. It's too late. You can't say, I'm not happy that I came in through this. Okay, let me use Charles since I can see his smile. Olakule Charles, I'm not happy that I came from this family. I wish to be from the family of President Muhammad Buhari. It's too late. It's already too late. You can't change your mind on that. And you can't change your history. You can't change it. Your history is a fixed deposit. It's fixed. You can't change where you can't change your town. That if you like, you can say, okay, but you yourself know where you are from. Or people will say, where are you from? Say, I'm from Lagos, VI. And I ask, where your father and your mother are from VI? He say, yeah. You know it. Where are you from? I'm from Asokoro beside the Praise the Lord. You can't change your history. They might be poor. They might be illiterate. They might not have money. They might not have resources. They might not have so much wisdom as you think. But they are your parents. They carry blessing in their mouth. And this blessing, you don't wait for it. You run after it. You don't wait for them to bless you. You give them venison. Sweet. What they like, you give it to them. What they see and makes them happy. The news that they will hear. Is there any parent here that will hear that his son is taking Benja Wee Wee? And be happy and say, come here, come here, come here, come here. Yeah, bah, blessing. Like it. All she can do is to touch her breast and say, if I'm the one that gave birth to you, then begin to, she's very angry. But if you really do things that will make them happy, send good news to them. Send good news to them. Let them be happy always. Let them send blessing to you. Their blessing will pursue you. You become uncausable. Somebody say uncausable. 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 Somebody say, my father has 7 wives. He made a mistake. But he's still your father. He's still your father. They carry blessings. They carry blessing. You pursue the blessing. If possible, as God helps you, on a regular basis, it's not about the size. It's not about the size. It's not about the size. Because people make mistakes. We are so materialistic that we think that is that we save until we have big money. It is the regularity or the consistency that makes the blessing to flow consistently. It's not the wait until Christmas, only Christmas. So they should eat only on Christmas Day, okay? No! It should be consistent as God is helping you. When you had 500 naira, when it was time of 500, you are sending it. When you move to the level of 1,000, you are sending it. When you move to the level of 5,000, you are sending it. When you move to the level of 100,000, you are sending it. When you move to another higher level, you are sending it. It is to your level. If it is 100 naira, you can afford. That is your level per time. You send it. Then you are changing levels. 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 Not only your own parents, your in-laws. Because the father and the mother of your wife or your husband is your father. Hello. Because some people that have been praying, God, let my mother-in-law die. You are sowing a seed. Let my mother-in-law die. That is your husband's mother to die. And you have sons too. All right. Let us wait and see. People always say, in-laws are this. Come and meet my wife. She will teach you how to do it. I don't think I've spoken to my mom this week. In fact, yesterday I was praying. I was praying, and I was hearing her talking to my mom. My mom was asking her, am I at home? My own mother asking my wife, is your husband at home? And they were talking. Later I said, why is it my own mother you were talking to that time? Say yes. When you do the right thing, they will love you. It's because of your braggadociousness. That's why they want to show you that we knew you. We knew this person before the person knew you. Because you are so braggadocious. Because of your so-called bigness. Your big head. Relax. This people carry blessings. And they listen to you. And of course, your spiritual parents carry blessings. They might not be rich. They might not have BSc. They might not have HND. They might not have MSc. The pastors that God has placed before you, God released them as vessels to carry blessings. Look at Elijah and Elisha. In 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11. 2 Kings 3 verse 11. Also, 2 Kings 2 verse 12. 2 Kings chapter 2. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into two pieces. Verse 13. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Elijah started doing what Elijah was doing. And he took the mantle of Elijah and fell from him. And then he began to do miracles, great things, because the blessing of Elijah fell on him. The blessing of Elijah fell on him. There's a blessing that will fall on you today. There's a blessing that will fall on you today. These are mobile carriers. They are specifically sent from heaven by God to deposit something in your life. They carry the blessing. They carry the blessing. And the blessing is in their mouth. The blessing is in their mouth. Every time, and you cannot get blessing from somebody you don't honor. You can never get blessing from somebody you don't honor. It is honor that provokes blessing. You can never get blessed under a pastor or a ministry where you don't honor, where there's no respect, there's no regard. Your friend can't bless you. Your colleague can't bless you. Only a higher mantle can handle the higher devils in your life. Only a higher mantle can handle the battles of life. Because mantles are for battles. So they carry the blessing of the Lord, and they always ensure that these blessings are released to mankind as God has said it. And I pray for somebody here today, that grace to be able to do it right, receive in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Your parents, biological and spiritual, carry blessings. They carry blessings. Number three, and I think I better begin to round up from there. Number three, major thing, major point regarding power for showers of blessing is faithfulness in service and/treat your staff well. Faithfulness in whatever, wherever you are serving, /treat your staffs or treat those who are under you, treat them well. It is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. It is important that anywhere you go, you are found faithful. Anywhere you are walking. And I will quote some scriptures here very fast. You can please put them on the screen. 1 Timothy 6 verse 2. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 2. The Bible says, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of the Lord, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Go on. Thank you, Jesus. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefits. Anybody that has a master, maybe your person that is God has placed over you is somebody that is spiritual. That's what he's saying there. Don't use that to cheat them. Maybe you are a pastor now. Maybe you are a deacon now. Maybe you are a minister now. No. Ensure that you have Colossians chapter 3 verse 22. Ensure that you are faithful in your stewardship. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Also, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With all, with good will, doing service as the Lord and not to man. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same, somebody said the same, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Any service you give to your master, they will give you the same service. Because every one of us is praying to grow, to go up, to go up, to go up, to go up. And don't forget that when you are at the top, you become a topic. There are many issues at the top. So don't forget, when you are serving, ensure that you serve with faithfulness of heart. You serve with sincerity of purpose. Don't only serve when they are there. Don't leave work and go and sleep at home. You leave your work and you go home and go and sleep. The salary they pay you has bought your working hours. That working hours should be used strictly for your work. If you have something to do, you have to take permission. I want to go and do this somewhere. But that hour is for the organization where you work. You must ensure the right thing is done. Also, masters, that is for people who are serving under people or organizations. Also, if you are a master, treat your staffs well. Colossians 4 verse 1. Treat them well. Colossians 4 verse 1. Masters, give unto your servant that which is just. Don't cheat your staffs. Don't be robust. Eating and eating, eating like seven times a day. And you have staff that cannot even eat once a day. Give unto your servants that which is just and equal. Knowing that you also have many bosses don't realize they have a boss in heaven. Many bosses don't realize that there's somebody that is watching our steps. Take good care. Don't let your own children be eating food and your people that are working under you cannot even afford to even eat anything. Don't do it. Give them what is just. Be fair to them. Treat them with fairness. Somebody will say, I've treated some with fairness before and they did bad to me. It doesn't matter. Keep doing it. Keep doing the right thing. Ensure you keep doing the right thing. Even if they are not doing the right thing to you, maybe they are not even serving you well. Ensure you keep doing the right thing. I told them the story last night of one of the young men that used to be in our church here, and just all of a sudden just went viral. Just went viral. And just started to misbehave. And then we punished him and said, what do you mean to punish me? I'm leaving the church. I'm leaving the organization. I'm leaving everywhere. After 4 years, I just saw him yesterday. I was busy studying my Bible, preparing for this morning. Then somebody's asking of me, okay, what is he looking for? He said, I've come to ask for forgiveness. After 4 years of continuous, consistent struggling with no bearing. No bearing. Don't look at such. And I told him, I said, the day you offended is the day I forgave you. You are the one that is left with God to go and say to yourself, you are forgiven. Kneel down, let me pray for you. Don't allow anything to clog you in the way. Keep doing well for your people. Keep doing well. 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 Serve them even more than they serve you. Pray for them. Help them. Assist them. Things they cannot do for themselves, let them do it. What took you to where you are? Teach them. Teach them your secrets. Let them know what you are doing. Don't just tell them, their life is very easy. Don't worry yourself. And just be sleeping every night. Whereas you are doing things. Say, don't worry. Don't bother yourself. Honestly speaking, you don't have to bother yourself. Just eat every day. Life is very sweet. Life is fun, you know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Act in love. Walk in love. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13. And I think I better close there. Now there abided faith, hope, and charity, which is also called love. But the greatest of them all is love. Anywhere you find yourself, walk in love. Walk in love. Then you have signed up for blessings. My prayer for everybody here today is that you will not miss out on God's blessings. These three key points: covenant practice, honoring your parents, biological and spiritual parents, and of course, treating others the way you want them to treat you, will definitely land you inside God's blessings. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.